This Tuesday is one of those days when politics becomes a real great spectator sport. That's the day that the election for a House Speaker is supposed to take place. Kevin McCarthy, at least if you look in the here and now, still does not have those 218 votes he needs to get the seat, that's leading pretty much everyone to think there's going to be at least a second ballot for Speaker, which is fairly monumental. If that should happen, it will be exactly a century, 100 years since that had to happen. And when you look at the balance of the House, too, whoever becomes Speaker, with Republicans, they can only lose 4 votes when it comes to getting anything passed. That's how narrow a margin that they have. Now, what does the opposition to McCarthy want? A lot of things. Changes in House rules, which I'll get to in a moment. But they also want committees to be created. One in particular to look at, how could I say this, everything. They want to have a select committee to look at the FBI, the Justice Department, the IRS, yeah, Anthony Fauci, him too. House Republicans also say now they want to probe how the people in prison were treated, the ones that were tossed in there for taking part in the January 6th Capitol insurrection. This is something Marjorie Taylor Greene's been pressing McCarthy for, which is a position you never want to be in, being pressed by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Ew. McCarthy, of course, you know, he's politicking and all this. He's offered us a concession, reducing the threshold of something they're demanding that is required to force a floor vote on ousting a sitting speaker. One of the numbers that's come up in conversation between McCarthy and GOP rank and file, which has not been previously reported, just came out a few days ago, a 5-person threshold. That might be too low for the moderate wing of the party. They've been suggesting that they'd be willing to go with a 50-person threshold. The way it works right now, it has to be the majority of the House GOP to call for the so-called motion to vacate the Speaker's chair. They got the conservative hardliners, Andy Biggs and that crew, pushing for one member to be able to call for such a vote. Well, they see it as a mechanism, kind of a board to hold the Speaker accountable. And this is something, too, they might want to reconsider because something else that they've promised to put into place is, well, it might come back to bite them. The end of proxy voting. If you ever watched a House vote a recent year or so, there have been a member after member saying they are voting for such and such member because they're not on the House floor for COVID reasons, illness, whatever the case may be. The Republicans are saying that's over. That's done. We're not doing that anymore. You'll need to be on the House floor to cast your vote, which takes us back to the fact that the GOP can only lose 4 votes when it comes to getting anything passed, if they actually try to get anything passed.